For KUNR News, I'm Pablo Shalceda. On the same day, President Donald Trump gave a speech in Clark County. Massachusetts Senator and presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren made her first pit stop in Reno on Saturday. A line of several dozen people stood outside Wooster High School's gymnasium in anticipation of Elizabeth Warren's first rally in northern Nevada. Some attendees talked about the issues they're hoping Warren will address in the 2020 primary season. John Sturdivant, a school teacher from Truckee, was hopeful about Warren's passion for the environment, a major factor in Truckee's tourism industry.
Everything with the environment and global warming is affecting our community up there, and we just had an amazing winter, which is great, but, you know, what are the candidates going to do to ensure that that continues and that we're taking care of our environment and not letting it, you know, be destroyed?
During the rally, Warren spoke in front of a packed gymnasium. She discussed her childhood in Oklahoma and how her parents struggled to make ends meet, which ultimately forged her political beliefs. Warren's rhetoric focused on bringing attention to economic inequality and her dislike of multinational corporations. She framed issues such as universal health care and climate change through this perspective.
We have a government that works great for giant oil companies that want to drill everywhere, just not for the rest of us who see climate change bearing down upon us.
Warren finds herself in a crowded field of Democratic candidates. She hopes to set herself apart through clear and concise campaigning.
I make clear what's broken, what we can do to fix it, and how we're going to build a grassroots movement to make that happen.
Fellow Democratic contender Kamala Harris made a pit stop in Carson City earlier this week, making Warren the second major Democrat to visit northern Nevada this year. The Nevada caucus will be held next February. Pablo Shalceda, KUNR News.